Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What it takes.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All righty, Warriors, they get a win against the Orlando Magic, but that's not the big story. The big story is Draymond Green ejected 4 minutes into the game. Got two technical fouls, left Steph Curry to fend for himself. Steph did it, along with a lot of help, and the Warriors ended up getting a win. And now the team goes to Charlotte. We'll see what happens in Charlotte.
Yet they didn't gain any ground either way.
Nope.
Getting away from Houston or trying to catch the Lakers.
Nope. Tim Legler, ESPN. He's done with Draymond.
Incredibly selfish, inexcusable, and I'm tired of prefacing these moments by saying everything he's done for the organization. I'm not going to do that anymore. I used to do that every time these conversations came up. Yeah, but where would they be without Draymond? I don't want to hear it anymore. Those two things aren't mutually exclusive, right? This is inexcusable, and here's why, Greeny. This team is hanging by a rope over a cliff right now.
Yeah.
And they desperately want to get in. And get a, by the way, more than anybody else, more than Steve Kerr, more than the franchise, you owe Curry. You owe Steph Curry to be out there on this night.
Yeah.
And he just walks 4 minutes into a game that they have to have. And miraculously, they found a way to win the game on a night where they didn't play particularly well, but they played hard and Curry was great late.
That's Tim Legler, ESPN. By the way, today at 3 o'clock, Steve Kerr, he'll join Willard and Gibbs. And we know what one of the topics will be.
Let me read this to you, Steiny.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to hear Coach Kerr. This is from Ruckus Lee, and he's trolling because he's been a friend of the chat for a while. At Steiny at Guru, rolling out of bed with such hate every morning. Wiggins yesterday, Draymond today, Kerr tomorrow. Please, we've been lighting candles for Wiggins one, and I don't even owe you an explanation, but you just heard Tim Legler has no ties to the Bay Area. Anybody watching that game and has covered this team and loves this team know that Dre was wrong again yesterday. And you know what it is, Steiny? It's not even game 10. Not that it would have been any better. The season is on the line. You heard Legler talk about they're hanging by a thread. And that's what I think got Curry to come with so much emotion. Like, it's not that you did it, but it's when you did it. Steiny, like, damn, man, we might get caught by the Rockets. We need you. And you're out in 4 minutes because you couldn't channel your emotions.
Still.
I don't like the fact that he gets away with it. So all I can do is live my life and be true to our show 10 to 2. But Steiny, I think he gets away with it. He's been getting away with it. And I don't like that. I don't like bullies. And this is not fun for anybody, but we have to call it like we see it. And I love Steph for being overwhelmed with emotion to let us all know a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Exactly.
And that picture was, I've had enough.
No doubt. How can you be a Warrior fan and watch Steph Curry play for 15 years like he's played, and then watch how Curry's affected by this guy last night on the playing floor and not think something is really wrong here? That's one of the greatest players in NBA history.
Man.
And he can't believe it either. He can't believe it either.
I'll never forget it.
So, I don't know. I mean, do I know? No. But I watched the game last night, and you can't tell me that Steph Curry is not sick of this.
And it's not just him.
Right. And if we're going to go back to the, well, we need him for what?
And that's where
you're a 10th seed.
No doubt about it.
You've had him for the last 2 years. You've won 44 games, and you're going to win 44 games again.
I got to add
this. So how important can he really be?
You know what hurt more? And I just see in Spadoni, and I don't know why he made me think of Kuminga. The fact that you knew you were shorthanded.
Exactly.
And there was no Kuminga. I think that's the part where Curry was like, on this night?
Right. That's a good point.
You're going to choose on this night?
That's a great point. That you're right.
But nothing to see here. Yeah.
No, I think there's a lot to see here. I really do. And it may not manifest itself in the next 10 games. But I just don't. Can you really bring this guy back next year?
Absolutely incredible.
Well, he's coming. I mean, him to get to 4,400 was more shocking than if he comes back.
I'm just saying. I know you can bring him back, but what are you asking for if you do?
And well, you've been living it.
Right, but this is the other thing that's happening. And I've seen it happen with older players when they begin to decline. You get more and more frustrated begin to decline.
Whoa.
Because you don't have what you used to have to rely on. And so if anybody out there thinks, well, this was the last one, or he won't be this bad, moving forward. I mean, where's the proof in that? Where's the proof in that? And I'll say it again, and specifically to people. When has Steph Curry ever kicked a chair after he hits a dagger?
It's never happened.
That was frustration. That was anger.
No doubt.
That was also a sense of accomplishment. But if you're not a Warrior
fan,
if you don't think last night was an issue, all you have to do is look at your superstar. Let's go to Ray. Ray's in Watsonville. Hey, Ray, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, guys. I always enjoy listening to both of you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? Watching the game last night, there's a couple of things came to mind. I disagree with you, Guru, about he didn't want to play. He just couldn't control himself.
Mm.
I believe that he goes out there, he wants to play, he just doesn't know how to channel it the right way, right? And the second thing was when the game was over, they showed Curry going into the locker room, and there was Draymond with his hands on his side saying, you know, night-night, right?
Yep.
I mean, if there was, you know, Draymond, you need to read the room. Draymond, you need to understand the situation that you put people in. Draymond, you need to act like act your age. I think that, think about this. We've watched this man grow up. We've watched him in his 20s, now into his 30s. And Steiny, you said something that really triggered me, is that, you know, he gets to a point where he's not going to learn. I mean, if we're expecting him to turn it off, he's not going to turn it off as far as his emotion and playing the games. I get that. I love football. I love the emotion of the game, but there's a time when you're not bigger than the game. You're not bigger than the team. You play for the emblem, not for the name on the back. And you think about the situation that when Curry kicked the chair, man, I was upset, but I was also saying, man, it's like, okay, that's it. That's the last straw. Okay, if you got to move him, move him. Because I agree with you. When he went in there waiting, doing the night-night, waiting for Curry to come so he can give him a big old bear hug, right? And said, come on, man. You know, you have to really, really, you know, not see the whole picture than just there. I wish I knew he wouldn't do it. I know the type of man and the character that Curry is, you know. That I wish that he was just going to walk by, not now. You know, just gave him a hand.
I do.
Say, you know what?
Let's I'm with you.
Let's deal with it in the locker room.
I'm with you on that.
I said that earlier.
And
that's spot on.
And that's one of those where to me, it shows you how powerful Draymond is. Because I think if I'm Curry, I don't want to hug the guy. I want to say, let's talk on the bus. I'll get you back at the hotel.
Believe me, be right
this
now.
This guy, Draymond Green, is the guy at your office that everybody walks around on eggshells. There's just no doubt about it. He's around people, and you have to make sure that he's in a good space, because if he's not in a good space,
oh my God,
he'll impact everybody that's in the office. And what I saw in that hug from Steph Curry, it's not Steph's leadership. It's like, you got to hug him. You have to hug him in that spot, even though you don't want to. Why? Because here's the bottom line. If you don't hug him there, who knows what will happen? Who knows?
And it's public.
Sorry.
Steph knows everything's being recorded.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, I said that to you, Stani. Read the room, man.
Let's go to Mac Zach. Mac Zach wants to jump into the conversation. Hey, Mac, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas. Stani, you're having another hell of a year, man. I got to apologize to you because, you know, I used to, you know, kind of cringe when you... Yeah, I used to kind of cringe when you had, like, criticisms for Draymond. I always thought him as my spirit animal, you know, because I love dogs. And he's been, like, the dog of the team, but he's a bad dog. He's one of those dogs that you don't trust around your kids. And it's time to get a new dog, man, because, yeah, this is just too much, man. It's, you know, he puts us in a position where, you know, we have to play without him. And, you know, if you look at this year, his numbers are up. His three-point percentage is up, you know, but his attendance is down, you know, because of self-inflicted stuff. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'm starting to come around now, Steiny, you know, and that's to me, you know, I'm a lifelong Warrior fan. I watched Rick Barry in his heyday. And he was a dog.
Yeah.
But, you know, the type of dog that I like is one that, you know, is a trained dog. And that's not Draymond Green, man. He's just, you know, I'm off of it now. And, you know, and I, you know, like I said, I got to apologize. You were right.
You know, Mac Zach, appreciate the call. I do feel like there's no ranting or raving anymore.
But just think about that. That's a grown-ass man that picked up the phone to apologize to you to say, not what we did, to say what Draymond did has changed his view. Like, don't put that at our doorstep.
It does seem to me like, with the exception of what would you put the percentage of Warrior fans that are kind of done with Draymond?
I'm going 85.
You think it's that high?
I'm going 85.
I don't know, right?
And I think it's starting to get into the team now in the facility with some of his teammates, if they could honestly answer that question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
What if they're the 11th seed and they lose by one game to the Rockets, and this had been the game if they slipped up, and it's like, man, we had one. Like, there was none of that in his thought process, man.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't his thought process, it vanishes when he gets emotional, obviously. Yeah, I don't know. Jason's at Palo Alto. Hey, Jason, how you doing, man?
I'm feeling disappointed, y'all. I've been listening to y'all, and Goo, I totally hear your emotion, and I'm right there with you too, man. I'm just disappointed at this point. I mean, let's not forget 2016 finals. Somebody got dejected. You don't think Steph forgot about that? I mean, and I feel for the Warrior teammates as well. If I'm a pod, if I'm TJD and this happens, I'm looking to the head of the snake. I'm looking at Steph saying, legend, what are we supposed to do? And you see him get that emotional. I hear you go, that visual is never going to leave. And to see that emotion come out, that, if you know Steph is affected that way,
wow,
man, I don't know, man.
I agree.
I don't know. Goo, yeah.
No, yeah, I appreciate you
taking
yeah.
the call.
No, thank you. Appreciate it, Jason.
That was... I got there when he got emotional after they beat Boston in Boston. Tears of joy. But him getting emotional last night, if you're a smart individual, you know what that meant.
That's a great point.
I'm sorry.
If you think last night was no big deal, you got to get off Draymond.
I'm good now.
Okay, then you know what? Then you don't care?
Yeah.
You don't care about Steph Curry last night? You don't care how Steph Curry was impacted? The guy was essentially crying 4 minutes into the game because a teammate had done it to him again and let the team down. I mean, we all saw it with our two eyes.
And as crazy as this sounds.
What do we do?
Yeah. As crazy as this, you get ready for tomorrow night's game. Stani, as crazy as this sounds, I want to thank Steph for letting us in. He let us in yesterday. So if we were on the, oh, you're being too hard. Dude, he let us in. He let the world in. He gave you a glimpse of what, he was broken. And they went out and still won the game. And you're right. When have you ever seen him kick a chair on a game on a Wednesday night?
He kicks chairs when he's frustrated. He doesn't kick chairs after he puts a game away. Let's go to Ali. Ali's in Newark. Hey, Ali, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I just want to hear your thoughts. I mean, I'm not defending Draymond, but Guru, yesterday is history, tomorrow is mystery. We are in the point of the season that we all know that we need him to get into a playing tournament.
Yes.
I mean, I know last night Wiggins showed up and Steph, you know, put him to sleep, but are we part of this? Most of the fans that they're coming, are we part of the problem or are we part of the solution? A Steph kicking a chair is not going to help anything. I think Warriors got to put the plan. Draymond is Draymond. He's letting his frustration out. I've been watching Warriors for 25 years. I've never seen a player that talked to the ref as much as Draymond. Mm. But that's the way he is. But are we part of the solution or are we part of the problem? Warriors got to find the solution. We need this guy. When he's on the floor, his IQ is very high. He's running the offense. He's giving a beautiful passes to Steph and Draymond and GP and everybody else. But are we part of the solution or are we part of the problem? We can criticize this guy all day, all night. Wait till next season. But what are we going to do right now? Hey, get a security guard and every time he gets hot, get on his face and put him on a bench. Give him a cold water. Mm. Let him cool down. Why are we watching everybody is standing and watching and let him talk to the refs until he get the second tier and get ejected.
Well, that's the other.
Help him out, Stani.
Thanks, Ali. Appreciate the call.
Talk to him. They're afraid.
Yesterday's history. Tomorrow is a mystery.
Yeah.
Now that's a guru.
Well, yeah. But, well, to his point, Stani, they're afraid. And I'm not.
Why didn't Steph, when he was between him, like just physically try to pull him away?
He thought, because he was going Rodney Dangerfield, Steph was operating on respect. He thought the fact that my silhouette is over here, you know what time it is. I probably helped you get paid. Come on, man. You see, and Chris Paul, to his credit, the cameraman, they botched that because we didn't know what was going on. And I see Chris Paul throw his hands up and I'm like, CP, yeah, but I know who I am and how I was raised and what type of teammate I think you should be. And I'm not a perfect individual, Stani, but I just hate seeing men and women get away with murder, man. And I know it's not murder, but
it's funny, you said,
I just can't stand it. And I'm not going to sit here and act like it didn't happen. I'm just not going to. And that's why I appreciate you on this topic.
I'm looking at the Pat McAfee show. When is Draymond Green going to learn? He's not.
Oh, my gosh. The season's almost over.
You were saying this to me. You said something like, you know, God, when's he going to pay the price or when's he going to be held responsible? He's not.
He just got rewarded with four hundo.
He's half a billionaire at least.
Teflon.
I mean, he doesn't.
What bothers me is he doesn't care about...
Well, he doesn't have to do
if
anything.
If I did something that affected you, Evan and Spadoni, Stani, that would bother me. And if I did it one time or two times or three times, I would like, you know what? The fourth, this was, your season's on the brink. And now I go back and you could tell me, Goop, put the calculator down. I don't care about no Rockets. Well, you know what? You might not care about the Warriors. You might not even care about what happens with this season. How can I not think that by you getting ran 4 minutes in a game of a back-to-back when Jonathan Kuminga is not on the court? Your processor can't say, you know what? Let me just shut up. Let me lose this one.
I don't want to be a jerk, but no. His processor can't in certain moments.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.